The Neil Prendeville Show, morning all. Get involved. Text 0868 104 106. I want to tell you the story of a young man by the name of Rendy Vlad. You may well have heard him if you're anyway engaged in online content. I'm sure that you have. He's a TikTok prank creator on Leaside who's got himself into a lot of hot water with regards to privacy, consent, and boundaries regarding online content. Now, he goes around using a pair of Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses, recording people without their permission. And they don't even realize they're being filmed at the time. Many, many people then have subsequently found out that they were being recorded only after the videos were posted online. Now, you got a lot of issues here with regards to consent, potential legal concerns, privacy issues. Some examples of those videos, for those of you that don't frequent the online world, include a retail worker who was filmed at work without consent. She described it as a major violation of her privacy. There was the case of some workers in an ice cream shop who were recorded, and that was subsequently posted online. Came into the shop shortly before closing time while the staff were cleaning up. He agitated the staff. They asked him to leave. They ended up screaming at him to leave. And of course, all of this was recorded on his smart glasses. He went around with one of these scent strips that you might get in a perfume shop, asking people to sniff the scent strip. It was actually called stinky ass perfume, the most disgusting scent you can ever imagine. He was doing that for kicks. But one of the most serious incidents involved filming a young woman who was receiving emergency medical treatment in the back of an ambulance in the city. And he approaches and records all of that, and he engages with the paramedics and everything. Bear in mind, all of this is for clicks and likes. Now, TikTok removed that video. It violated their policies, and he was really criticized widely, being overly invasive, exploitative. And that would have been, let's be honest about it, for that woman, a very vulnerable moment. He targets workers and businesses. Many of the videos involve interactions with workers face-to-face, film shop staff when they're working, goes in and around staff areas. He disrupts business. In fact, there was at least one case when he was removed and barred from a shopping centre. There was another one, angry staff in a sports shop where he was kicking footballs around the place, but he was filming staff with the glasses unbeknownst to them. It was a fast food outlet as well where staff were being videoed, not just videos of them interacting with them or trying to reason with them or ask them to leave, but also then he put pics up of them online as well. All of this without consent. All unsuspecting individuals. And the bottom line, the controversy is not based on one single incident, but a pattern of behavior. Another one of those incidents involved a man who actually has his own company, and he is a driving instructor. And he was filmed by Rendy Vlad without his knowledge, knew nothing about it until such time as the video was posted online. And since then, this interaction with Aidan Flanagan, the driving instructor, and Rendy Vlad has reached over 1 million views. Aidan joins me by phone. Aidan, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
So listen to me. That's just by way of introduction to say to everybody, there are many of them, and to say that you're not alone, right? I don't know if there's any strength in numbers, Aidan, is there?
Neil, I don't know if there's any strength in numbers, but we need to have some strength in numbers, Neil, because I actually called into that ice cream shop in the city centre where those staff were harassed and bullied, because I felt I had to do something, Neil. I was going to keep my head down, say nothing, Neil, hoping this thing would blow over, but when I saw what he had done to that poor girl in the ice cream shop, I said that someone needs to make a stand here. Mm. This has to stop.
Good man. That was nice to do. Talk about that in a minute, but let's talk about what happened with you and Rendy Vlad, because you had previously gave him lessons to help him pass his driving test, and he subsequently did pass his driving test, but then he came back to you again, did he?
Neil, I'm not sure if that timeline is absolutely correct. I gave him two lessons shortly before Christmas, a double lesson, so a two-hour lesson, Neil. I met him up at the driving test centre in Wilton. We had a very productive lesson, so much so that he said he was going to recommend his girlfriend contact me for a lesson before her test. And then, Neil, 2 days after Christmas, we arranged another lesson. Now, this time, because I was finishing up my previous lesson in the area, I said I'd collect him at his home. He texted me his air code, Neil, put in the air code into my Google Maps, and I went to meet him up. I pulled in the car into a gateway to let him get into the car, because it was just too dangerous, Neil, to let him start driving from there.
Okay.
And this is where the problem arose, in that I had to drive for a couple of minutes before I could pull into a safe area to let him take over, to start his driving. And this seems to be the problem, Neil, in that I think I met him at about 12:15, and I brought him back at 2:13. It's even in his video. He didn't started to refuse to pay me because he said that I was after, you know, scamming him out of 10 minutes of a driving lesson. So this seems to be his issue, Neil.
He used the word scamming, doesn't he? Which is a very, very serious allegation to anybody to make.
Yes. Yeah,
call him a scammer really is to call him a crook or to say they're deceitful or dishonest.
Yeah, really serious. Really serious.
So all through all of this, did you at any stage realize that he was recording? Did he ever say to you, these are smart glasses, they're taping the lesson?
Absolutely not, Neil. Look, I suppose maybe in hindsight I was innocent, but I didn't even remember he was wearing glasses, Neil. I suppose I'm just concentrating so much on the lesson and on the road and the potential dangers around. I didn't really even look at him to see what glasses he was wearing or if anything was recording. No, so it didn't enter my mind, Neil.
So he was refusing to pay you because there was a disagreement in his head with regards to length of time that the lesson went on. He owed you a substantial amount of money. How much was it?
Well, he owed me for the 2 hours of a driving lesson, Neil. And I asked him for the money and he was refusing to pay it. And that was it, you know. And I suppose I eventually did get the money off him for the lesson, yeah.
Yeah, but you got agitated. You got upset, rightly so, which is possibly what he wanted to happen, right?
Possibly, that's there is that phrase they're using nowadays about rage baiting. One man in particular said to me that he admired the way I reacted, that I held my cool, and I did to a certain extent hold my cool with him, Neil, but he was refusing to pay me for the 2 hours lessons, yes.
So both of you are out, you took the sign off the top of your car, you put it into the boot. What actually happened after that? Because the video ends then.
Nothing happened, Neil. Actually, in his video, he seems to put in some text. What he wrote in the video, most certainly did not say. I got into the car and drove home, Neil, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, but he paid you, did he?
He paid me, yes. He paid me before I left, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And did he say to you at any stage near the end or at the end, I'm recording this, I'm going to put this up online, can I have your consent?
Absolutely not, Neil. I had no knowledge. There was no permission or consent to be videoed. Absolutely no knowledge it was being recorded.
Okay. So when did you actually find out that it had been put up online and that there were many more besides you?
So last Monday, Neil, I got a call from my son to say that there was some videos after going up on TikTok. Interestingly enough, Neil, I did receive contact from the Road Safety Authority back a few weeks ago. So apparently this guy, Vladislav, wrote an email to the Road Safety Authority complaining about my driving lesson and looking for a full refund. I responded to the email, the Road Safety Authority's email, saying that I was fully professional in my dealings with this man and that he was not entitled to any refund for the driving lesson. The Road Safety Authority wrote an email back to him last Monday saying that they found no fault in my actions and that he wasn't getting a refund.
Okay.
Within moments of receiving that email, that is when he started posting these videos. So, okay. Neil, this is the equivalent of revenge porn, of virtually blackmailing for the refund of the money.
Well, you can see it that way. I can understand why you might. They rejected his complaint. So up it goes. Your son gets onto you. Sons, daughters, they're precious. You know, a relationship between a father and a son is a very special one. He must have been upset and you must have been upset that he called you about it, had saw it.
Yes. Well, Neil, I put down a really, really stressful week. To be honest, Neil, I don't know how I've kept going. I've tried to put on a brave public face going down. I'm involved in coaching some ladies' football and camogie teams and boys' hurling teams, and thankfully, I had some bit of normality and I got a lot of support from club members and from friends. But my kids didn't want to go to school last week, Neil. Like, it was a really, really stressful week.
Sad.
Now, Neil, I'm kind of able to handle myself a little bit. So I took some steps. So what am I going to do here? I contacted a solicitor. I think you might know her, Neil, a lady called Vicky Buckley, who has been extremely helpful.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. We use her a lot on the air for advice for listeners and what have you.
She was really good. Like, she's a Kerry 2 lady, so really, really helpful. Like, when your solicitor is ringing you at 11 p.m. at night time, Neil, to check on you.
Oh, jeez.
So, Neil, it's been really stressful. But, Neil, what did I do? So I contacted a Gardaí. They consider it just a matter for attention and complaints. They don't consider this real harassment, Neil. So, Neil,
did they actually? I don't want to know the guard nor the station, but did they say that to you face to face?
Well, they said it to me face to face, Neil. That as far as they're concerned, no crime has been disclosed in this matter. Okay, so you know and I know that if someone wrote you a letter that could be enough for harassment and going to court. If you said something maybe untruthful on the air there about someone or on television or in a newspaper article, that could be defamation of character.
Yeah.
But this video has been posted and it contains defamation of character. It's been posted illegally, Neil. So as far as I'm aware, once you post something online without a person's permission, then you're in breach of GDPR legislation.
Yeah,
okay, and you're a lawyer. You are
with regards to the data. Without consent. But you're also in breach of COCO's law.
I would have thought so as well, Neil. I would have thought so as well. But there doesn't seem to be an urgency about this, Neil. I wrote to the Data Protection Commissioner an email. And as you know, the Data Protection Commissioner for Ireland is also the Data Protection Commissioner for all of the EU. Now, I received an email back from them, Neil, saying that we hope to revert to you within 20 working days. So a full month I was supposed to wait for without any action on this. I rang them on Friday. They told me they were going to escalate this to a full investigation. All I received back was an email saying, open this link to contact Meta. I often go by, what would Granny and Randa do in this situation? Granny and Randa wouldn't have a clue what to do in this situation.
Did you find it hard to navigate through it?
Oh, Neil, I actually had to close the email and come back to it an hour later to figure out what to do. Like, it's so, so difficult to figure out what to do, Neil.
Yeah,
like,
well, they're not going to make it easy for you, are they?
Well, Neil, unless, like, there needs to be a button in social media to report these matters and it's taken down until the poster proves that it should be allowed to be up.
So where was it posted? Was it Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, X?
Well, I'm not on Snapchat, but I know it's on, it was on TikTok. Now, I have to say, fair play to TikTok. They took it down fairly quickly.
All right.
It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. It's on YouTube. Yeah. Now, Neil, the other person I was thinking of contacting, I've been unable to contact her. I tried to maybe send her a tweet message to contact her. Like, you probably know this, Neil, that the head of Meta in Ireland is a Cork lady.
Didn't know that.
Also, the VP, the vice president of Meta for Europe, the Middle East and Asia, according to our LinkedIn. So this lady holds a lot of power, right? As far, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that this, there's an epidemic of this problem in Cork City at the moment. And I'm sure there's a problem. There's a problem all over Europe, all over the world.
Are you saying that Randy Vlad needs to have his wings clipped?
Oh, Neil, absolutely.
Okay.
Because
we have been trying to get in touch with him, and we did at one stage in the early days of the videos offer him a write a reply, and he was due to come on and then didn't. And we've been back on to him again, offering him an opportunity to come on air, saying that we're aware of lots of different videos and that I would be talking to you. He didn't respond in any way, shape or form. That's where we're at with that.
You say about clipping his wings, Neil. Like, I really, I think I have a serious concern, and I don't think it's exaggerated to say that if this happened to a vulnerable person, Neil, it could be the final straw. A person's life could be really, really turned upside down by this. And it could be, if you were alone and just dealing with it, it could be a real, like, who knows what a person could do?
No,
like,
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. If somebody was recorded like this and in a vulnerable situation or made to behave or respond in ways that they normally wouldn't if they knew they were being filmed, for a so-called prank, and then they heard that it was subsequently shared and being seen by a million or a million plus, that could have a massive, serious impact on their mental health, and we don't know what could happen next. You've been around the block, in fairness to you, you know, but there are young people who would be setting out in life and they wouldn't be able to cope.
Yes.
But I'm quite sure you had dark moments over it too, though.
Now, Neil, I'm receiving prank calls and prank messages. So, Neil, at 17 minutes past 2, I'd have to check my phone, whether Friday morning or Saturday morning, I received 3 phone calls from a private number, waking up me, my wife, my whole house. I'm receiving prank phone calls, prank messages, Neil. Like, this is really, it's been a really tough week now. You're like, lucky, thankfully, I have a very supportive wife and friends.
I just realised your mobile number is public, isn't it? Because of the
driving school. My mobile number is public, Neil. It's public.
Are they saying anything to the calls?
Well, a few of them are, but a lot of them are just staying on the line for 10 or 20 seconds. I've received some WhatsApp messages from people that just haven't figured out who this guy is. Like, this guy is a menace. You know,
he's a good word.
He's a menace.
And do you mind me asking the ones that do say something on the end of the line, what do they say?
You're not going to scam me, are you, if I go for driving lessons? Just kind of carry on. In my opinion, and I think maybe in legal opinion, there's serious defamation of character happening here, Neil.
How are you coping? How are you coping, though? How are you staying strong?
I suppose, Neil, I've tried to do some normal things in life just to continue normality, but it has been difficult, Neil. I promise you, it's been really difficult. So how am I coping? I suppose I suppose he'll have a job to do. Like, I have to get this stuff taken down. So at the moment, I'm focused on that. So, like, at the moment, Facebook, Meta, Facebook, who is covered by Meta and their Instagram, they're refusing to take this down.
But, like, yeah.
YouTube are refusing to take it down. Like, it's crazy. Like, I've done everything.
Coco's Law, from my reading of it, would say that it's a serious criminal offence to record video of somebody without the consent. If it causes harm, distress, interferes with their privacy, it carries severe penalties, including potentially prison sentence of up to 7 years. Using recordings to harass, threaten, bully someone online, posting content that could cause serious harm or distress is illegal. And there's the aspect of defamation, which leaves him open to civil issues with regards to the people he's doing it for. But he probably doesn't know any of this and thinks it's just a great laugh and he's getting
This guy is very intelligent guy. He's actually probably super intelligent. He's definitely narcissistic in this whole thing. He's probably misogynistic. Like, he's studying engineering, Neil, in one of our universities here.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up, because from that point of view, you said that you got on to MTU and they were aware of the situation.
Yes. MTU have told me that they have a serious disciplinary process has begun, and they can't and won't comment any further after that has started. So maybe they are doing something. I hope they are.
In the sense that there's a disciplinary investigation underway.
Yes. It appears to me, Neil, that this guy is acting with impunity outside of Irish morals, Irish society, Irish laws, the Gardaí. Like, he just thinks he's untouchable. I think that MTU might be the only Irish organisation that he's maybe in somewhat in fear of, maybe, hopefully, or they have some control over him. But what he's doing, Neil, it appears to me that he thinks he's untouchable. And at the moment, Neil, from everything I've gone through and all the people I've contacted, all the emails I've sent, all the emails that Vicky Buckley has sent, contacting everyone I need to contact, that he is untouchable right now, Neil. And that has to change. Okay. He cannot be untouchable. Yeah. Someone like him cannot be untouchable from now on.
I mean, from where I'm sitting, it looks like a criminal matter and a civil matter, that there are two avenues with regards to the courts. What does Vicky Buckley say?
I think Vicky would speak very strongly on that matter if you got onto her about it. Like, obviously, this is not all about me, and thankfully, I'm okay with what's going on. I'm actually strong enough dealing with it. The next poor person mightn't be. Neil, that we need to...
Well, not everybody would be able to take being ridiculed by the general public, that they might feel intimidated or embarrassed or mortified or ashamed, you know, and it would cross a line for people.
Oh, Neil, it has crossed the line for me, Neil. I'll be honest with you, I have taken a few deep breaths. I have thought about not getting out of the bed in the morning to go to work, Neil.
No one should have to go through that. Neil, you're asking yourself, why am I being picked out for this kind of treatment? Yeah.
I've received a lot of messages of support, Neil, like from ex-students, ex-learners that I've taught. That would willingly give any test to me. Thankfully, I have a lot of friends that have been supportive, and Carrie Tool GA Club have been very supportive.
You know, you spent your life as a member of Garda Síochána, a very important job, very respected job. It's a job where you looked after people all of your life. It's a very, very, very serious job. And then you take over another job, which is a driving instructor, equally a very, very important, serious job, teaching people how to drive correctly so they're not killed on the roads. You've put in your good time.
I'm not looking for any medal. I did my little bit of service to the state, I think, yes.
Yeah. Well, not to result in being harassed on social media, getting crank calls at 2 o'clock in the morning and over a million people seeing the videos. Oh, no, it's not
like
right.
Neil, I am taking this on. I am not resting until this kind of behaviour stops. What good is that GDPR legislation, Neil, unless it can be acted on immediately?
I have to ask people's consent if I record them. When we did all of those wind-ups down through the years, Mick Mulcahy's one, every single one of those, after they're recorded, the person had to be asked for their consent to broadcast them. There's no difference between broadcasting on radio or publishing a video online, except that that's the Wild West and it's hard to manage the law with regards to people like Vladislav Morhulets. He's not Irish, so maybe he doesn't understand that the rules here and the morals here are perhaps different from his home country in Eastern Europe. I don't know.
I think you're right, Neil. I just think there's a lack of cop on here at some moment. Like, what I know he's trying to gain out of it is just an online presence and maybe just some kind of a prankster career.
Well, you can make money from clicks and videos and likes.
Money from
clicks,
absolutely. Yeah. Let's try and stop this happening now, you know what I mean? Let's make a stand and just make sure someone else isn't going to be affected.
If they're called Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses, there's a Meta involvement in the smart glasses, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's going to be one of my next calls anyway, would be to Meta to see what their thoughts on this are with regards to you and many others. Incidentally, when all of this filming through his glasses was going on, you didn't know anything about it. You didn't see a little red light or anything, did you, indicating the glasses were recording?
Well, you know, I didn't know. I know I've heard this mentioned before, but like it's easy to cover up that. You know what I mean? A little bit of black tape will cover up that light. You know,
you didn't see it.
If that's Meta's kind of excuse that you should know you're being videoed as a light on the glasses, like people aren't looking out for this. Maybe we'll have to get smarter about looking out for glasses, but we shouldn't have to be so vigilant dealing in our daily dealings with people. Yeah.
And let me ask, Aidan, have you gone back to work?
I did, Neil. I did. Like people are waiting for lessons. You know, people are trying to get the driving test done. Yeah, so I have. And as you said, Neil, this guy passed his driving test since this all happened. So like maybe I didn't do a bad job.
No, maybe he owes you one rather than singling you out for this prank, which has really upset you and turned your life upside down for a period of time. And apologise.
Apology won't be accepted. Okay. This is more than an apology. What he's doing and what he's done to other people in Cork is just, it's unforgivable.
Okay, yeah. Well, this isn't the end of it. And if we have anything to do with it, it's not the last that we're going to do on this story for sure. But tell me this, would you look at people differently now when they sit into the car with you?
I think, Neil, I think we all have to get a bit cleverer. And I will have a notice in my car from the one that's strictly no recording allowed, at the very least. And I will be checking to see is that happening. Obviously, once bitten, twice shy. This is not the norm either. This is really abnormal behaviour. You know what I mean? It's not normal. I don't think we have to be too concerned about in our daily meetings, activities with everyone. This guy is outside of the norm.
No, really. I mean, it's planned, it's orchestrated, it's set up, it's well thought out in advance. There's a start and a middle and a finish. There has to be some kind of a price to be paid for it because it's not right and it's not proper and it's not fair and it's not moral. So let's see what happens next. What is your next move, Aidan?
To be honest with you, I don't know. I'm kind of hitting a brick wall with Meta, with YouTube. I've done everything. I've asked for a request for erasure of information or data held by them. Like, I don't know how many more hoops I can jump through dealing with Meta and dealing with YouTube. And you know, when I say Meta, I mean Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, I think, and with Vicky's support, like, I think we're doing absolutely everything we can do.
And are you finished with On Garda Síochána with the response at the Garda station? Because I'm not sure that's correct.
No, Neil, I have gone back to them. And I did go back and I said, listen, I'm getting prank calls. So I will be going back to them again, Neil. I think I'm going to have to escalate that more myself as well. But I shouldn't have to escalate it. You know, it should be... Yeah, if someone reports this, it needs to be taken really seriously.
Yeah. And has he been on to you at all? Has Vlad been on to you at all? Randy Vlad, no, afterwards?
Oh, no. Yeah. No, he hasn't.
Did you try and contact him?
That would be inadvisable of me to contact him. It's ridiculous what he's doing.
Well, I'm glad you're driving on. I'm glad you're not crumbling under the weight of all of this. Fair play to you. In fact, if anything, it's motivated you to make a difference and maybe in some kind of way, shape or form, stop this happening to other people, Aidan.
Yeah, that's the plan, Neil, hopefully. I'll take any advice going as well. Like, let's stay in touch with this, Neil, and keep on top of it.
Please do. Let's stay in touch and let's see what happens in the coming
days. He's going to have another victim. He's going to try and get another victim. He could have won already. He's going to try and get another victim.
That's what they are, really, victims against their knowledge. Yeah. Yeah. Lambs to the slaughter. We'll stay in touch for sure, Aidan. So much thanks for taking the call. Not an easy call, but I do appreciate it. Fair play. You're a courageous, brave man. We'll talk again.
Thanks very much, Neil, for getting in touch with me. Thank you, Neil.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.